Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Advice Show on Blog Talk Radio. Today's show is Why Black Men Don't Feel the Love of Black Women. I have a special guest, and the reason why I invited this guest is because I've seen her videos, and she brought forth a very intelligent way of presenting, you know, how things are, and just telling the truth of what they are instead of this one-sidedness. So I invited Ms. Kimberly J98. She's on there now. How you doing, Ms. Kimberly?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine. So you're seeing the show topic. I want to ask you a question. Why in this day and time that a lot of black men just feel they don't have the love of black women anymore? Why do you think that?
Well, actually, I think there's probably a lot of reasons. Probably most of their personal experiences, what if life has taught them. You know, they probably come across a lot of, unfortunately, ignorant black women. They just kind of turn them off from black women as a whole. Because I think a lot of times with the way the world has kind of turned with just society and feminism, and women just, you know, just, I think they got the roles mixed up really, really bad. So you got women that are claiming they want a man, but they don't know how to be a lady to that man and respect him in his position. They kind of want to run everything, but still think they're going to have a man. It's all said and done, it just doesn't work out.
Now, you stated ignorant women. What do you define as ignorant women?
Wow, there are a lot of ways to be ignorant. Number one, I think if you're talking about something that you really have no knowledge of, you're just speaking out the crack of your behind, I think you can be ignorant, just being uneducated, not really listening. I think that's a big problem that I run into myself just with my experiences with a lot of black women. Unfortunately, we don't listen. You know, we hear bits and pieces, we pick out what we want to hear, and we're not really listening to what you're saying, and we just run off on a tangent. It's just not being cooperative. You know, just being difficult to get along with, unfortunately, it applies a lot. It's not easy people to deal with a lot of the time.
Okay. Well, Kimberly, I just seen a call go on the switchboard. We'll let this call come in, and we'll see if they got any type of questions for us.
Okay.
Carla, you're on air.
Who's that, me?
Yes, you're on air.
Oh, no, I just tuned into the show. I didn't get to hear what she said. I'm actually just on my phone. I was listening.
Okay, I didn't know. Well, I'm going to go ahead on and do you have any questions? If not, I'll go ahead on and chime you out.
Any questions?
Yes, I'll get it.
Well, is there a general? I mean, what was? Just give me a quick synopsis of what she just said, because I only heard the last part and she sounded a little bit upset.
No, she wasn't upset. Basically, I was asking her. She was describing that I asked her why did she, you know, describe what she feels as ignorant women. You're talking about some of these black women being ignorant. I asked her to describe it, and she was describing what she felt as being ignorant on a lot of different levels. So, okay.
I guess my question is to her, because a lot of times, I'll be honest, you don't really get a lot of women, you don't really get a lot of women in these discussions. I mean, they just don't come. I mean, you know, they'll kind of hang out on their own forums or their own arenas, but, you know, when it comes down to open discussion, to open debate, you know, I want to hear the female perspective, but a lot of times I either hear, you know, more or less, you know, just the man bashing, or we don't like men for whatever reason, and not really much of a balance where, you know, you hear from a woman like, you know, true, you know, I understand where you fellas are coming from, but this is where we're coming from. Usually it's just kind of, you know, it's like the Republicans versus the Democrats, you know.
Okay, do you have any questions for her? Now you have somebody that you can ask questions to, finally.
Do I have any questions for her? Okay. My question, if I had a question, the biggest question I guess I could ask, is does she believe that women nowadays want to basically be the man in the relationship and wear the pants and basically run the relationship, and I'm gonna qualify that with the idea of women avoiding men, you know, contrary to popular belief, but women avoiding men who basically have themselves established enough to, justify being the head or in control of a relationship. I kind of get the sense that, you know, a lot of women, you know, they'll come with the Ray Ray and Pookie argument about talking about men who don't have themselves together, but when you can't get them to the discussion table to talk about men who do have it together, and whenever it's a topic of men who do have it together, you seem to hear all these reasons as to why he's disqualified, why it doesn't work with that guy. And I just wanted to ask if she felt that a lot of women nowadays really want to run it.
Well, I would actually have to say yes. I think that's a big part of the problem. And I think I was kind of mentioning it before. Ladies, a lot of, it's not everyone, I'm qualify this again, because every time I say something, people think I'm talking about all women. I'm not talking about all women, but there are a lot of women who do not know their role as a woman. And they want to play the man's position, but at the same time, it's like they want their cake and eat it too. They're not really willing to be submissive to that man. And that's not in a bad way, but just knowing their role and being a lady and supporting that man and knowing how to be a woman. And you can still have, I think the confusion is they don't think they can have their independence, so to speak, or be self-sufficient and still be a lady. You know, I think a lot of them are just, they come from maybe a lot of families where it's like the mother was kind of running everything and they saw this growing up, or they just, for whatever reason. You know, a lot of women kind of run together, and it's always single women. I notice this. Women are always getting advice from other women that don't know what they're talking about. And so
exactly.
You want to push that image.
I'm glad you said that. Exactly. You go ask a female, they ain't got a man, about her man. How you do that?
Yeah, so she's telling you, but she's single herself. If she can't, you know, she's not holding it down in a relationship herself. And I think a lot of it's just ego, pride, and just not listening, not wanting to be a woman. You know, like, but then they get upset if, like, I think they do kind of run, to answer your question, I think they do run from the men who are established. They don't want to address it because it would disqualify their argument that all men are lazy, or they in jail, or they making babies and not taking care of them. They just want to focus on the negative. And there are guys who do that, but there are a lot more guys who are not like that. But in my experiences, I've seen a lot of women, like you said, they turn away from that. They don't want that. But then they're like, oh, there are no good men out here. So I'm like, there are plenty that you passed up, that you turn your back on. And then when they get somebody else, you have an attitude about it. So I do think it's just women not knowing their role. I mean, it's a big part of it. And just feeling like they have to have this super strong, they can mistake strength. You can be strong without having an attitude and without disrespecting the man in his place. You can do both, but they don't understand how to do that correctly. That's my opinion anyway.
Well, can I say something? It's not really in defense of women, but I guess it kind of is, because it took me a while to understand this, and I don't think a lot of brothers do understand this, because you got a lot of brothers out here. A lot of guys out here, I wasn't, but I know a lot of most people out here were raised by a single mother. Or if the father was present, he wasn't, you know, he really wasn't the man that he should have been. You know, he just kind of existed. In defense of some of the women and what's going on, you know, a lot of the girls were taught to be self-sufficient and independent, because that's based on the fact that the idea that the black man is not going to be there, or the black man, you know, is going to fail them somehow, some way. A lot of the men, on the other hand, you know, doesn't even happen most of the time. But sometimes you get some mothers that are single moms who do a great job and raise the boy the best that they can, and they teach the boy, you know, to basically be the man that the father was not. Okay, and a lot of these guys will go out here and they'll become that man. They got it together, got my first house, you know what I'm saying, got the car, got the spot, you know what I'm saying, I'm ready to take on a wife, kids, a family, all that. But the thing is it's not compatible with the way that the girls were raised to be self-sufficient and be independent of him. So you get this situation where the guy's like, okay, I got it, and then the woman's like, well, I don't need you. And that type of thing going on. And I was explaining to a sister the other day about, you know, I would say half of the reason why a lot of sisters don't go over the fence or can't go over the fence or whatever it is. And I said, because a lot of them want to bring that strong, independent black woman thing over there, because being a strong, independent black woman or being a single mother, I mean, we give out medals for it. I mean, it has become synonymous with black female identity. And getting with an on-point black man or a black man who has himself together, or getting with a white man who has himself together, because, you know, their community is more intact than the African-American community, basically doesn't allow for her to be that way, because a strong, independent black woman is necessitated out of a broken and dysfunctional black community. Once you have a man that's trying to fix it, repair it, bring it together, or he's handling business, whether he's a white dude or a black dude, then all of a sudden that role is either diminished or it's technically non-existent or should be non-existent. And I feel like a lot of women end up, you know, finding themselves alone because, like you said, they don't really know how to be, that type of, I don't want to use the word domesticated, but I'm saying that type of wife that a lot of men, grew up being socialized to believe that, you know, as long as I was handling business that, you know, man, they'd be lined up around the block. I mean, I talked to a lot of guys that got it together, and, you know, all of them consistently are saying, like, they literally thought that, you know, once they got it together that, you know, based on sisters' complaints that, man, there'd be scores of black women lined around the block. And what they're telling me is that as soon as the woman, you know, or a lot of women, not all of them, but a lot of women, as soon as they discover, like, this dude's coming through on his own ship, you know what I mean? I mean, they run away from that. And part of the reason is because a lot of young African-American women have been socialized to believe that they are better and superior to black men. So it's like, you know, when women go, oh, I think he's intimidated by my success, I'm like, who, if you really think about it, who's really intimidated? Because only one person has basically always been told that they're better, they're smarter, they're brighter, they're more educated, they're going on the right trajectory. Black men have been told, we're all in jail, we're all on the down low, we all smoke crack, I mean, we all sell drugs, I mean, whatever it is. We're told that we're not supposed to be here at whatever level it is. Where women are kind of told, you know, you're supposed to be better than the man. Well, what happens if she's walking around thinking, like, yeah, I'm going to add a man to what I got going on, and then, bam, here she comes across a Johnny Utendall. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, he's just got it together. She's like, oh, my God. It's almost like a lot of women don't like the fact that they got to catch up, play catch up to him. You know what I'm saying? The idea of the man playing catch up to her, that's normal in the black community, as people feel, as we've been socialized to believe, you know, him playing catch up to her, you know, him moving into her spot. But you flip it around the other day, which is funny, because technically that's the way it's supposed to be. But you flip it around where a man is adding a woman to his program, and it's his legacy that he's passing on to his children, and why he's building and establishing things in the community and whatnot, and creating wealth pass on to his children. I mean, you would think that sisters would be like, yeah, but I mean, I'm telling you, you know, from experience, I'm telling you from what a lot of other guys are telling me online, they're like, man, you want to scare the living daylights out of a black woman? Go into your office in your, you know, house and start balancing a checkbook. You know what I mean? Start filing receipts and stuff like that, you know, handle a bill dispute. And they'll be like, what? You're not supposed to know how to do that. You know what I'm saying? That's my job. You know, and...
Hey, brother.
Yeah.
Let me let Kim kind of answer your own nigga. You gave her a lot of
answers. I know I ran it for a little bit. Go ahead.
Yeah.
No, you did good. Well, you know, kind of going back to what you were saying about women basically...
Just give me a second,
Kim.
Give me a second, Kim. I got a caller 7120 you own, but I'm gonna let Kim answer, and I'll get to you. Okay.
All right.
Go ahead, Kim.
Okay. Well, basically, just kind of going back to women. I agree with you that there's a different expectation level, generally speaking, with women. They don't expect there to be a good man out there. They don't expect for men to have it together. But I think at the same time, I preach responsibility. You know, no matter what you come from, no matter what your race, you know, what your upbringing was, no matter what kind of household you came out of, once you become an adult, you know, you can let go of those excuses, you know, because everybody has them. You know, we can all come up with some reasons as to why we're the way we are. But at the end of the day, you choose how you want to be. And I just think a lot of times women and just people in general fall back on excuses. Well, you know, I was raised in a single-parent home. That's all I was taught, this, that, and the other. And that's great. But at what point are you going to take some accountability for your actions and what you're doing now? You know, we can't go back and change the past. So it's like you got to make a choice. You can't just hold on to that forever. I mean, I understand it's a good explanation, but you have to be responsible for yourself. And that's for me. I'm like, I preach being accountable to yourself and what you want. You can't just hold on to that stuff forever. But that's kind of my response to what you were saying, but I agree with what you were saying.
Okay, caller 7120, you got a question for Kim?
Oh, no, I was just listening, brother. I just wanted to listen. I'm not really actually really have anything to say right now, so I'm just listening.
Okay, all right. Anyway, well, Kim, let me ask you a question, because I've seen this myself. When women like you speak up against all this stuff they're doing, why do you feel that you will be, you know, attacked? And I've seen it happen. They attack women that speak like you. Why do you think they attack you?
Absolutely. Why they attack me is because I'm not quite sure why. Maybe they don't want to hear the truth. You know, I just believe in being honest. My thing is we can all stand to improve. You know, nobody has it all together. We're all a work in progress. But I just feel like for me personally, because I get attacked all the time, all the time on my channel, and I don't think I'm doing anything to be hateful or spiteful or mean, but I just say it how, you know, I tell it how I see it. And I think if you can't take constructive criticism and you can't take something that's going to better you or help you grow, and if you're exhibiting the negative behaviors that I speak about, you know, why not change it? Why not think about, well, maybe I need to do something different? But I think a lot of times we just, as women, we don't want to hear the truth. That's a big part of the problem. We think we have it all figured out, we have all the answers, and we have all the problems, but we don't have a solution. And we just feel like what we say, we should never be corrected. We should never be challenged in any way. And if anyone says anything against that, you're a traitor. You know, you're the enemy. And that's just what I see. You just don't take constructive criticism. But we're very quick to dish it out to other people, but we can't take it.
That's what I understand. See, black men always got to hear from everybody their fault and what they do wrong. And the biggest ones that I've seen, experienced in my life, has been a lot of black women. They want to tell, you know, say black men in jail, which, hey, a lot of them are. You know, not all of them. They got deadbeat dads, okay. We, all this stuff we hear about thugs and all this other stuff don't apply to all of us. But we don't go on attacks and tangents about it. We go ahead and take whatever you're saying and go on. But the moment you point out, I say, okay, black women, look, you need to stop having all these babies from all these dudes. Okay, birth control is free at Planned Parenthood. It's no excuse. Why in the world are you sleeping with guys, you know, with no condoms or anything? And then, obviously, it's proof when the CDC statistics prove that you having more herpes cases and HIV cases than any other people group. And you get, and they get mad and say, oh, you're bashing. Why? How is that bashing? I want to know. How is that bashing? I didn't call you a name.
I don't believe
that
it is.
A lot of times women bust out the Harriet Tubman shield. That's what I call it, the Harriet Tubman shield. It's basically, you know, you get the your mother's black, we carried you through the fires of slavery, you know, we're raising the kids, which I hate that one. I in my mind I'm like, look, you don't get kudos for laying on your back, getting pregnant, and you know having the kids. My biggest issue with that one is, you know, when the child, if the child goes off and goes to college and, you know, graduates summa cum laude and everything like that, she'll be the first one to sit there and say, you know, where's my medal at? I did it all by myself, despite the fact that the man wasn't there. But same situation, single mom, and then the kids fail, which a majority of the time they do, then it turns into the father wasn't there and it's his fault and I can't do it by myself and, you know, and I can't stand that. I'm like, you can stand there and take the praise, but you can't take the criticism when and if you fail, when previously you were stating how you could do it all by yourself. I don't like the double talk. That's what I don't like, which goes back to what you said about accountability.
I'm just gonna say this. It's like excuses, man. That's all it is. I feel like it's all excuses. Nobody wanna take accountability for anything. On either side, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we do as men, you know what I'm saying, the ones that is good, you know what I mean? But majority don't, you know what I'm saying, because of the fact that, you know what I mean, they wanna think of, you know, I think I did said this to Phil last week about how certain people like to just basically take everything for, you know, granted, you know what I'm saying? Certain people like to take things for granted. Some people like to take things, you know what I'm saying? Wow, I can't even get all my thoughts out. This basically is just excuses, you know what I mean? Like, it's just real, really, really, really good for nothing people, you know what I mean? You know, people want to take, you know what I'm saying, they want to sit there and be talking about, oh, yeah, you know, this person did this because of this, this, that, and the third, you know. It's like cheating, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's like somebody cheated, and they don't want to sit there and take accountability for them cheating. They want to blame the other person. You get what I'm saying?
Can I say something real quick to that?
Yeah, because I want to let Kim answer, you know, because I don't, you know, I want to give her a chance to answer y'all.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I totally agree. I mean, it's basically excuses. I mean, I can share some, get real deep and share some personal experiences, but I've had situations happen in my life. I mean, I was a product of childhood sexual abuse, and I know a lot of people who were as well, and they'll tell you that, oh, you know, I'm promiscuous, or I'm this way, or I act like this because I was raped when I was younger. And I understand that could be a reason that can lead you down a certain path. But like I said, you have to be responsible at some point. Your past experiences do not control you unless you let them. And I think a lot of people just harp on to whatever their little sob story is, and it may be legitimate, but you still have to know that you got a choice about what you do. No one can force you to be whatever way. And I think as women, we just don't take accountability or responsibility. We want everything the way we want it on our time when we're ready. And we have all these lists of demands, but unfortunately, half the time, we don't have half the stuff we're asking for a man to have. You know, I'll get on women about that. You know, but they're like, oh, man has to drive this kind of car, this kind of house. I'm like, well, what kind of car are you driving? What kind of job do you have? And they get upset, like, what do you mean? I'm like, well, you're demanding something, but you have all these high expectations of a man, but you're not bringing anything to the equation. And that's, like, normal now. I mean, I just think women, it's excuses and just don't want to be criticized. They want to point the finger at everyone else. They want to blame everybody. But like you said, they want to take the praise. When it's time to take the praise, they want to take the credit for that. But they don't want to take the blame when it's their fault.
Give me a second. Kim, I got a question for you about the blame part. Why, when they do stuff wrong, and it's clear to do stuff wrong, they want to blame everybody else and never take accountability for their actions? Why is that? I mean, it's like, and if it was just one or two people, then that's cool.
Right.
But it's like, it's the norm for them to blame everybody.
Because
why is that?
I think it's accepted. Like, I mean, I forget which brother or whatever just mentioned it a little bit ago. He kind of touched on it. To me, it's like society has set women up. We've been placed on this pedestal of, like, let's say we're better than, we're supposed to be better than everybody else, better than the black man. So, you know, anything we do, you know, it's okay. It's accepted that we're very quick to snap on someone else.
Okay. Well, can I add something to the last two points that were made? One with the excuses and the other one with women. I don't know. I'm getting an echo. I don't know if somebody's phone is too high or they got it on speaker.
I hear it.
I'm on a Skype headphone, so it's not me.
Oh, okay. No, I was going to say, man, that echo is annoying. I was going to say that part of the issue, wow, that's so annoying. Women's. What was I going to say? The community is broken. That one of the reasons why a lot of people can go to excuses because the community is broken. I'm from Philadelphia, and there's a school in Philadelphia where this is a high school where the junior and the senior girls, the number of girls who got pregnant is 34. So one of the people I asked, I said, how many of the guys in those same grades, juniors and seniors, have gotten girls pregnant, right? You think it would be 34, right? No, it was 5. So who's getting these girls pregnant? Well, tends to be guys who graduated from the high school 6 to 7 years older than the girls. And, you know, so you got like 20-year-old, 21-year-old, 22-year-old guys that are getting with 16-year-old girls. All these guys should be locked up. Now, one of the women I was having this discussion with, she jumped up and she said, you know, it's a despicable black man, and that goes to show you how terrible black men are, and it's not the black woman's fault, and this, that, and the third. And
hey, hold on a second, brother. Let me hold on, stop you for a minute. Call 7609. I'm just letting you know you're on the show. I'm going to let this brother finish talking. If you got a question for our guest, you can go ahead. So go ahead, brother.
Okay. So, you know, she was basically saying, you know, it's the despicable black men, this is what you black men do, and this, that, and the third. And I tried to point out to her, I said, this is the result of having a broken community. This is the collateral damage that goes on when you have pretty much a matriarchal community, which is what the black community is. You don't have strong men in the community. Because I challenged her by saying, if you had strong men in the home, you like patriarchal men, I know women don't like that word, but if you had strong men in the home that, you know, were working together, networked, building up the community for the investment, you know, that they're putting in their children, like this is their blood, sweat, and tears. The kids are theirs. They have ownership of their kids. It's their legacy. They would give a damn about stuff going on in the community, about whether, you know, you got guys roaming around getting young girls pregnant. Not only would those guys probably not be there because they would have guidance from older men who are established and handling business in the home, but also you would have men in the home who would be able to prevent their daughters from being exposed to guys who are 6 or 7 years old and she thinks she's young and sexy or she's grown. You know what I'm saying? So I was explaining to her, I'm like, what you're seeing in the community isn't like some idea of just the despicable black man running around rampaging all over the place. I'm like, this is the result of a broken down community. This is what comes with it. So what you're looking at is the symptom. You're not looking at what it would take to really solve the problem, which would mean you would have to bring, you know, men up to that level. The problem is as soon as I get into a room full of women and I start talking about male responsibility, I get standing ovation from women. You know, standing, yes, and you got to be responsible, right? Standing ovation. As soon as I qualify and say, and with men being responsible, the men should be the leaders. There should be male leadership because I'm the one that believes the person who is going to be in charge is ultimately the person that's going to be responsible. You can't have an unaccountable person be in charge because then when the person who's in charge and is directing the ship hits an iceberg, you have no way to, you know, basically address their mistake. You have no way of doing it because, and that's one of my issues with, you know, women who kind of say, you know, well, it's 50-50 now and it's equal and we're heading towards equality and this, that, and the third, because I'm like, when y'all crash, instead of being like, my bad, I crashed, my fault, it was on my watch, what I end up seeing is they crash and then it's, well, if you was a real man, I wouldn't be in the driver's seat in the first place. You know, and so I'm like, well, then damn, you don't need to be driving at all. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, let Kim answer you because you're giving her a lot to talk about.
Well, you kind of get into something to me that's kind of a valid point about this. This is what I noticed with a lot of black women and kind of getting on your point. We don't want to go through the struggle. That's a big part of the problem. We like the after effects of, we've arrived and this man is successful and he's doing this, that, and the other and we can live a high life. They're not willing to work with a man that's building something, that has a dream, that has a goal. They're like, they just want to arrive at the end. But then when someone else steps in and they're with that man and they go through the hard times and, you know, they're with him through the good and the bad, and then they do arrive and they do come up later, then all of a sudden it's like, he didn't, you know, especially, God forbid, it's a white woman or it's a woman of another race. And it's like, see, he didn't like black women. But do you know how many black women he came at when he was struggling, when he had a dream, when he was working hard and he had goals and he was trying to work towards his dream that turned him down, that they didn't want to have nothing to do with him. He wasn't good enough. He wasn't on their level.
And Kim, this is what I understand.
Do you believe in potential? Do you believe in potential? Because I've thrown potential out the window.
because what I see is I see a lot of man stroking, you know, women stroking men's egos who are not there telling him that, you know, he has an A when he has a D, and then you get a lot of brothers that become complacent. I also have an issue with, you know, guys expecting all the perks and the benefits and sandwiches and back rubs and blowjobs when he's not there. I'm like, dude, you're not there. You can't demand all that stuff from her. So I kind of get the whole, you know, women should ride or die, you know, with me when I'm there. But honestly, if I'm living in a roach-infested apartment, you know what I'm saying, I don't want a woman to be up under me. That's just me. I know some guys are like, no, man, I want her to ride with me and all this other stuff. But my thing is if we're going to talk about male leadership and a woman, you know, submitting to you or following your program and whatnot, if she helps you build your ship, okay, then she should have 50% of the say. That's how I see it. If she helps you build it.
I feel that, but then again, I'm going to just say this.
Guys, hold on a second, fellas. I had like two calls come in, but I couldn't really get to them like I wanted to. So any new calls come in, I'm going to go ahead and get to them because I don't want them not be able to ask Kim anything and they may want to ask.
Okay.
But, you know, this is what I'm hearing all this, what everybody's talking about waiting and everything. Now, this is the killing part about it, I want to say. These females act like they trust fund children. In other words, like, I can understand if they came for money and, you know, so they kind of expecting that. I'm like, so you can kind of deal with it a little more, but why if some of these females came up the same way the guys came up, but they got their hands out like they have trust funds? I mean, Kim, is that something that we not understanding?
No, I just think it just goes back to how women have just been, just the way the world is now and what has been inbred in women for so long. I mean, some of it, I think, comes from a good place, but I think it's been distorted. For example, like, you know, women, I definitely believe in the man being the leader, being the head of the household. But like you said, you can't be leading me if you're not going anywhere. So,
yeah.
I mean, back to what the brother was saying about potential. Yeah, potential, I'm not going to say I don't believe in potential. I believe in potential, but potential, just like having a dream, but you're not working towards anything, that's just a waste of your air, waste of time, and you're not doing anything. So you have to be working, and you have to have a plan and be actually working on that plan, not just saying, like, oh, I got a dream, and you're not doing nothing about your dream. So, I mean, I do, there are men, I think, that fit that criteria, and maybe some women have latched on to those kind of men, so they feel like, well, see, he ain't talking, he's about nothing, he got a dream, he's not working towards anything, but.
Give me a second, Kim. Caller 8103, you own, if you have any questions for Kim. Caller, you hear me? 8103? I guess, are they there? 512, are you on there? Okay. Kim, I guess they got off. go ahead. I was trying to let them in because they had called once and they called back. So go ahead, Kim.
I'm not even sure. Kind of lost my train of thought on that one.
Well, you
were talking. The other guy was going to say something about the potential and the money and the whether a guy should be established first. You were going to say something.
Well, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I was going to say. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I thought you were talking to me. Go ahead. I'm listening.
No, I just wanted to basically say there's, you know, people that, I mean, guys that really does have potential, and, you know, some women don't look at it or don't even want to claim that type of potential, you know what I'm saying, because they don't see it. They want to see it up front, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just going to elaborate with you, like you were saying, I'm just basically elaborating, but I just wanted to actually just say that too. Yeah, you know, there's women that has potential too, and some guys don't go after them either. You know, we can actually. I'm not gonna say every man, because I see it out here. I'm in New York. You know what I'm saying? And I know. You know what I mean? I know. You know what I'm saying? Certain guys out here. You know what I'm saying? As well as I know women out here. You know what I'm saying? But see, I know a lot more women out here more than I know dudes. You know what I'm saying? But the majority of them don't want a good man in the first place, you know what I'm saying, because they never actually been shown what a good man is, you know what I'm saying? So
can I ask you a question real quick about what you said about a woman's potential. I mean,
fellas, give me one quick second, fellas. Okay, caller 8103. Yeah, I see you called back. Are you on?
Yeah, I'm on. What's up?
Okay, what's up, man? I know you're hearing. Let me let them make a point with Kim and let her respond. Now I'll go ahead and ask you what you want to ask Kim.
All right, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
I wanted to know what a woman's, what were you saying about a woman's potential? Because I had this debate with a woman not too long ago where she was like, well, it sounds to me like you're avoiding women who are more established or got themselves together. And I looked at her and I said, wait a minute, should I be? I mean that totally contradicts the whole idea of a man manning up. I mean, why do we even throw this term out? A man needs to man up if God is, I should be looking for a woman that's, you know, going to be a doctor or something, and she should be looking for a man that's going to be a doctor. I understand you want people, like, on comparative levels. You don't want to have somebody making $100,000 with somebody that's making $30,000. That's going to be an issue, especially if it's a man making $30 and the woman making $100. But when she said that, I said, you know, all the man-up stuff that she was talking about, I was like, what do you expect? You expect me to go out here and actively seek a woman that is light years ahead of me? I was like, that would completely contradict me manning up. Would it not?
Yeah, my bad. I hear what you're saying, and I'm going to say this, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to sit there and say, oh, you know, what I mean by women's potential is the ones that really look. I'm not looking tall about the money aspect of it. You know what I'm saying?
You're
I'm
talking
not
about
looking
a good
money.
Wife and whatnot.
Yeah, I'm talking about that type of, you know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about the money aspect of anything. You know what I mean? But
okay, brother, hold on.
Go ahead, Kim.
Kim, you got to say anything about this potential particular situation in regards to men and women with this potential? Because let me say something before I let you answer, Kim. Potential is, you know, everybody got the potential to do something.
Yeah.
You like, you got potential to go to sleep, potential to wake up in the morning. That's potential. If you're not doing it toward it, then, I mean, I don't get, like, I'm a fair dude. I don't jump on no side other than the right side, okay? And the right side is this. If a dude comes to a female and say, well, give me a chance, I got potential, and you ain't got a job, like, dude, I mean, come on, what potential are you talking about? Or you saying, like, a dude potential to me is one is working and in school or doing something, working towards something. That's the ones I say, okay, that's the dude who's working towards something, actively working towards something, and he's just in between, okay? But some of these dudes, I got to admit that, you know, come to women and say, I got all this potential, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and you ain't even got a job, dude. I mean, Kim, am I lying about that?
No, you're not. It's funny. You took the word out of my mouth. I was going to give an example because I actually knew a young lady who was dating this guy, and I believe he was trying to do something in the music industry. So I think he was trying to do something in the music.
A rapper.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he wanted to do something, which is no problem. But, you know, she was like, it's a problem because we live together, and, you know, I'm having to pay all the bills because he's chasing a dream that really does not, you know, it's not bringing any money right now because he doesn't have any deals or anything like that. So I said, well, I talked to the brother, too, and I said, well, I don't have a problem with anybody chasing their dream. You know what I'm saying? We all have a dream. We all have something we should be working towards. But at the same time, while you're chasing your dream, you need to have a job on the side. You know, you need to have some kind of way you can make income to make ends meet because you still got to live while you're chasing the dream. And I think, so potential for me, I don't think it's limited to a particular sex. When you say it's both sides, I see it the same way. If you have any kind of dream, potential, whatever, you have to be working towards it. If you're just talking about it and you're not doing anything towards that, then you're just wasting time and you're wasting somebody else's time. I mean, so I don't even count that, to be honest.
My thing, Kim, is not potential.
Yeah.
It's the hustle. That's my thing. It's the hustle. I look at the way the woman hustle and work and her work ethic, because if you pay attention to her hustle, it's, man, her potential is endless because she got a hustle. You know, same thing with a man. If a woman pay attention to his hustle, how he just don't put up with nothing, he going to work hard, he going to do what he got to do, that's a dude that's going to be successful. He may be working at McDonald's right now. Well, that kind of hustle he got, he eventually be on top doing something. Because every dude, all even female, I seen hustle, they always come up.
But he shouldn't be dating while he's working at McDonald's.
Well, hold on. But that's another thing that I got a problem with too. It's like ain't nobody should be talking about dating what they're working in because you don't know what a person's situation is at first either. And you know I won't say that because somebody could work at McDonald's while they're going to school or whatever. Or at one point in time, brother, I worked at McDonald's.
I know that's true.
Let me tell you about me. I worked at McDonald's. Got off of McDonald's, went to stock groceries at a grocery store. I had two part-time jobs, so I couldn't find a job. Okay, so I had it, and I was still supporting the household, and I had a job. But I just went up there and just not have a job. So, you know, it can be done if you work two, three jobs.
I understand that. I mean, I'm not talking about the position. I'm talking about the money. Now, you were working there. You were working at McDonald's in the grocery store, so you had two jobs, so you had two incomes coming in because you realized that you needed more money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You get guys out here that will try to conduct a relationship when they don't have money. And the problem I have with that is that leads into other stuff because when you start talking about things like building up the black community and you start talking about how things cost money, like it costs, I got four brothers. I need each brother to put $10,000 on the table. Okay, the same brother who wants to sit there and say, man, it should be about my character, man. It shouldn't be how much money I'm making. She should date me because I'm a good individual. That's the same one that when it comes down to put $10,000 on the table, he ain't got it. I got a problem with that because I find that a lot of brothers don't understand the importance of money. And I'm going to be honest with you. It pisses me off when I say money. And men don't snap to attention, but yet sisters running out here, even with them on bullshit, because they ain't building nothing, they'll be the first ones to talk about, I'm going to get my education, I'm going to give this good job, I'm going to get six figures, and I'm going to get money, even though they not doing anything with it. Because I haven't seen any black women walking around the black community with yellow hard hats and blueprints to build up the next black community center.
Do you know why?
Hold on a sec.
Let me chime in. Do you know why? Do you really know why? Because it's an old saying, it's the truth. A man builds a house, a woman make it a home. That's why. It's our job to build. It's when we get with our woman, they make our house a home. We don't have really that ability to make it a home, like the decorating and the arranging and the furniture and all the stuff that women do to make a house a home. But we supposed to build. Women, I'm sorry, but women not going to build. I know that.
I agree 100% with you. I'm just saying when you get to the – in order to have a secretary, you have to have an office. In order to have a wife, you have to build the home first. But a lot of brothers, when you get down to the specifics and the importance of money, they don't want to have that conversation. And then a lot of the stuff that the sisters end up saying about black men and why they got to have it together and why they got to be strong and independent ends up, it's like, damn, well, I guess what these women were saying is true. I guess it does justify them being strong and independent if we as men can't understand the importance of money and how we need the money in order to have the proper family structures and be the head as we so-called, you know, we run around claiming that we should be. You know, I see a lot of guys running around saying they should be the head just because they have a phallus, but they don't have anything, they're not bringing anything to the table. You know,
I'm sorry, I just have to say this, brother, like, I feel what you're saying on that, but I'm going to say this, too. You got to have a strong character. If you don't have no type of motherfucking character, you know what I'm saying? You can have all the money in the world and be weak as hell, man. You know what I'm saying? You can have all the money in the world and be weak as hell. You feel what I mean?
But you
got to understand what I'm saying. Like, there's
no, I understand. I understand what you're saying. Trust me. I 100% understand what you're saying. What I'm saying, when you look at the black community, okay, if we want to sit here and we want to talk about white supremacy or anything like that, the white man did not remove character out of the black community. He didn't move the church out of the black community, okay? What doesn't exist in the black community is money. So we can talk about character all day. We can talk about my flag is on 100 million. We can talk about charisma.
I'm not mad. I'm just saying. I understand where you're coming from. You know what I'm saying? You want basically saying we're supposed to build. We're supposed to build and have our own, you know what I'm saying, instead of going to this person or whatever. But at the same time, brother, the reason why, because we don't have no character. You want to know why? Because most of these cats will sit there and be on some bull crap and be like, yo, man, I got all this money. They go over to the mall, They go by. They go to Burlington. They go to City Trends. They go to any other place.
What brothers are you talking about?
Hey, brothers, hold on a minute, because I don't want Kim to get lost in translation. Okay. Kim, you want to add anything?
You said lost in translation. Well, I mean, it's kind of off topic a little, but
I know, I think, I'm trying to try and roll it back in. I'm asking you a question.
What I'm about to say is probably a little bit off topic. It's based on kind of what they were saying. This is what I see. I mean, going back again to responsibility, I do believe in a lot of situations, women, you know, have this whole image of strong black women has been perpetuated because of the type of men that these women have chosen to be with. So, I mean, I can't put it all. I mean, it's sorry people, it's sorry brothers, it's sorry sisters. I mean, it's really not, we can go back and forth all day about that, but I think the issue is you got women that are, which they got it together, holding down the house, making money, paying the bills, doing all this, but they're taking care of some sorry man who's sitting on his behind not doing anything. Well, I don't have sympathy for those women. I'm going to tell you why. Because I'm like, you're allowing that to happen. You know, if you allow a person to treat you any kind of way, that's what they're going to do. If you allow somebody to take advantage of you, they're going to do that, male or female. That's just how I feel about it. So I think it still kind of goes back to an excuse, and it still goes back to accountability and responsibility of what these women are doing. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. You want to hold it down, that's fine, but you're enabling that brother, if he is sorry, to continue to be sorry. But then you're having an attitude about it, but that's what you pick.
Kim, hold on, Kim. I want to ask you something. It goes all the way back to you. We're talking about money, how they want the instant gratification, the instant success right then and there. But they also like that in their relationships too. They want just some guy in the house. Let me ask you a question. Why are women not requiring men to marry them anymore? Why is that? Like, it's how you can't build. Like, if you look at all these successful people in other communities, 9 out of 10. They got a wife. They're not single. You can't build millions a lot of times unless you. No, yeah, you can be a ball player, but everybody's not gonna be a little ball player, and everybody's not gonna be no rapper. If you're gonna get in business, 9 out of 10, you gotta build with a family, and that's the problem with the black community. Why in the world that y'all don't wanna have a lot of them don't wanna have family no more? Why is this, Kim?
Why did not want to come together with the brother and work with him? I mean, it's a big part of the problem, not wanting to come together. I think
can I add something to what you're saying?
Well,
you got to look at it like this. Again, the money is an issue. Because a woman, like she's talking about dudes on his couch and everything like that, and you're saying that a lot of women don't want to get married. Why would a woman who's more established than the man want to get married to a man who's less established? This is where the man stroking comes in, and she's telling him how he's a king and he's the original man and African pyramids and this, that, and the third, and his head's all inflated, but he ain't bringing nothing to the table. This is why we got guys out here who think like that. I'm just saying.
But at the same time, brother, what the other brother's telling you, money, every black person get money tomorrow, they could start paying raising for slavery, and every last one of us that have money, it still won't change nothing. All you're going to have is a bunch of black folks tricking their money off and getting broke. What he said is about character. It is something about character. Money,
But I'm saying what you're not, look, you got to understand this, okay? The black community is broken. What the black community lacks right now is money, okay? Money for schools, money for, proper taking care
brother.
Of children, money for a place. I mean, everything. Everything.
Brother, I
give you money. If people grew up in an intact community, okay, then you would have better character. If you have men in the homes, and one of the main reasons a lot of men aren't in the home is because a lot of men those jobs back in the 60s where we had, unionized jobs where cats were getting paid, $25 an hour to put together a car, those jobs are gone. They're not here anymore. And a lot of brothers didn't go to college and get those degrees so they can go off and move into the changing market, which is now services and information, which is where black women are and black men are not. So what you end up having is you end up having a role reversal where the women got the money, the men don't have the money, and the men can't be heads of the households or be in the home, really, because they have no purpose because they got no money. They're totally emasculated. So I'm saying when you really look at it, when we want to talk about the lack of character that people have, the lack of character that people have comes out of a broken community when you flip the roles. okay? And you don't have men there to enforce anything. They can't regulate other men. They can't regulate the girls. Nobody can be made accountable. The men aren't building anything. The women are like, well, you know, I'm not, you know, I'm free. You know what I'm saying? What can he do? I had an old black man I argued with the other day about that, where I was like, you know, he was talking about brothers hopping the fence and get with white women. I said, look, man, I said, when white men don't choose black women, a lot of times they may love black women and want to be with a black woman, but a lot of times it has to do with the fact that the elders in their community build up the community. So if they hop the fence, they might be cut off. What can an older black man cut me off from? You know what I'm saying? Even if I'm out here slanging drugs in the street, doing whatever I got to do, my destiny is not determined by him because he didn't leave anything behind. There was no torch passed on to me. You know what I'm saying? So I'm saying when you look at this stuff, you know what I mean? Because I used to be one of the biggest, you know, blame black women, this, that, and the third, and they're crazy and they're out of their mind, which they are. Okay? But I'm saying, you know, going back to what Tim was saying about the excuses, I'm saying if you ever want to really see what black men are made of, and you got the Ray Rays and Pookies are out of the room, the drug dealers are out of the room, the men that ain't taking care of their kids is out of the room, and you just sit in a room with intelligent, educated black men, and you start talking about, you know, us getting our money up, us becoming more organized, networking, you know, to build something in the community that other people can respect. Because personally, I believe respect comes out of dependency. When you depend on somebody, you respect them because they're doing something for you. When you're not attached to them, and this is why black men lack respect from black women, because the white man has completely, you know, undermined us. You know what I'm saying? I mean, everything that the black woman gets is not dependent on a black man anymore. You know what I'm saying? She gets hit from the government. She got the education. She gets jobs from the white man. How many black men are sitting around hiring sisters? You know what I'm saying? Like, when I bring this up to brothers, they're like, yeah. So I'm saying, I understand that the women are on bullshit, but, you know, when it comes to us, I mean, I'm just saying we could do better.
Well, of course we can do better. But I'm going to tell you this much. Not all black men, and I'm going to tell you because I'm around black men who do this. Not all black men are in that position. A lot of these brothers got money. You don't know, but they got money, okay? And they doing it. You know, I know brothers that's making over $100,000 a year.
I didn't say that there weren't.
What I'm saying is, you know, not all these brothers out here is like that in these positions. And so I want to get, you know, try to roll this back to what originally the reason why I wanted Kim on the show is, you know, is about the love part, and it's about why black men is not getting the love from black women. You know, even though money, yeah, that's part of a relationship. It is part of a relationship. Money is very important. You got to pay your bills. You got to keep your lights on. Yes, your woman really not going to respect you as a man a whole lot if you keep letting the lights get cut off. I get that. But at the same time, is, you know, it's not even getting to that point. Okay.
Well, Kim,
this is what I want to ask Kim. Kim, okay. You see all these news clips that's going on. Why is it that it seems that a lot of black women have a hatred for black men? Why is that?
Yes.
Very interesting. You know what? I think, that's just, I mean, there's no way around it. A lot of them do. But I think the sad part now is I think it's hatred on both sides. And so you got people, you know, black men are fussing about white men, sorry, about black women, and black women are fussing about, you know, everyone's fussing. We're all griping and talking about the problem, but we're not willing to work together. We'd rather just turn our back and kind of go the other way. So you have people pleading on both sides. You know, you got the good, there are some good black women out there who are pleading.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, they are.
But
yes, they are.
You know? And then you got some good brothers that are pleading, but it's like you have so much of the ignorant people in there that's messing it up for everybody else, in my opinion. And we're not listening to each other. We're not really concerned anymore. It's kind of, you have options. You know, everyone has their own options now. They can do what they want. They don't have to deal with it. It's kind of like, we're not going to deal with stuff you don't have to deal with. Why would we?
Because
I don't understand the whole having options thing. I don't understand that one. I don't understand that on either side. I hear brothers saying that I hear black women saying that they got options. Like, I'm like, where y'all going to go? What, you going to get white men? And then I hear brothers talking about, yeah, we're going to go off and we're going to go get, you know, white women. And I'm like, look, I don't even know where people got that idea, because only 5% of black men marry outside the race, and that's of the men who get married. So it's like, it's something like, I think it's 4 million black men marry each year. You know what I'm saying? Only 5% of that marries a white woman. You know what I'm saying? 10% outside of the race. So when people are like, we got options, I'm like, do we really? I'm not seeing it.
Well, I see it a lot.
I think it's a lot. Where are you from?
I see it a lot on both sides. Like, I see it a lot personally.
Where are you from?
I'm from Houston.
Well, D.C. is like, you know, I mean, you're talking a congregation of highly educated black people that, yes, they're going to have more options than your average, you know, everyday run-of-the-mill African-American who doesn't have a four-year college degree and a master's or whatever the heck they got. Because that's pretty much, I've been to D.C., and that's a lot of what I see. The fence jumpers, you know what I'm saying, that's a lot of what I see. You know, they got bread. Because, I mean, let's be real. White people ain't picking from the bottom of the barrel of the black community on either side. Male or female, right? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Oh, right. You're right.
But
also, too, you're talking about other people, you know, dating other people. Everybody not just dating white women either.
I know that. I talk to a lot
of brothers, man. And I mean, brothers say, like, tell me, I'm tired of black women. The first thing brothers are saying, I used to be a white woman, but now it's more so Hispanic women now, brothers.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. But that, I mean, it depends on where you at. Like, if you're in Philly or if you're in New York, I mean, you brothers, it's mommies all day. North Jersey, mommies all day. You know what I'm saying? Florida, South Florida, mommies all day. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, you know, there's a lot of places in the U.S., just the middle of wherever, where, I mean, it's mainly black and white, you know. And I'm just, you know, there's a lot of that whole – and here's my thing. Hopping the fence is not a solution for the community. It's an individual solution to a problem. You know what I'm saying? If you can't deal and you want to go out and you want to get with Becky – hey, by all means, I hate to see you go, bro, but you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, do it. I'm not calling anybody out on that, because I used to date a whole bunch of white women. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But at the same time, I realized, like, the limitations of that, especially if you're focused on community building.
Well, Kim, what you think about this?
What he just said? I understand what he's saying, but I just have a... I mean, based on what you're saying about community building, I mean, yeah, based on that, then you know, what you're saying would be correct. I just think for me personally, it is an individual decision. It really is. Like, you can't – I don't know. I mean, I don't think it's limited. I mean, I don't think it's a color. It's an issue of color. People see your color. But for me, it's not like, oh, okay, if I get mad at black men, oh, I'm going to just start dating white women. I mean, white women, white men. That's not the solution. Like, that's not what it is, because you're going to run into whatever problems you're having with whatever. You're going to run into those same issues if you haven't resolved the issues within yourself. That's just how I personally
agree.
But if you want to
date, you can have problems with anybody.
That person is, but if you want to date whoever that person is, regardless of their race, I don't have a personal issue with that, because I'm like, you deserve to find happiness, whatever that is for you. The only time I have a problem with it is when people bash their own once they do go over, and they're like, oh, that's why, you know, all black women are messed up, or all black men are this. That's why I date number, you know, white women or white
men. Can you see why people say that, though?
I think it just goes back to not dealing. I mean, like, you can make the excuse, like I said, anyone can pull out some experiences. I'm sure we all can pull out some bad experiences that we had with black men, black women, or whoever it was at. You know, but if that's our solution, that, okay, well, I had this bad experience with these people, so none of them are good anymore. I think that's not a good assumption to make, because there's still good people out there, whatever race. But if
I agree, but I look at the reality of the situation. I understand why a lot of people want to go over there, both black male and female, because their community is more intact. There's less drama. I mean, like what you said earlier about the whole excuses thing, The only part I disagree with, because I do think that it becomes a point where it's like, okay, now you're self-aware, we've all explained this and we've all talked about it, okay, you're an adult now, you should be able to realize, like, look, I can't hang on to that forever. But the truth of the matter is look, most people are not leaders, most people are followers, and the whole point of a bad situation, which is what the black community is, one big bad situation is for most people to fail, and most people will fail. You know what I'm saying? So most people will come up. That's like expecting somebody to go through war, go through a meat grinder, and come out unscathed. And so what you end up having in the black community, because we don't have this intact unit, is you end up having both men and women who are psychologically and emotionally damaged. You know what I mean? And for any person, again, I'll give you guys information about myself. I grew up outside the black community. I grew up in an affluent white suburb, okay? So there's a lot of stuff I see in the black community.
I know who you
I'm
are
like,
now.
I'm like, what the hell is this?
Hold on, you thought I recognized the voice.
Sound kind of familiar.
Yes,
I can't put my hands on it.
You saw the wheel
yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, boy, you yeah. a famous dude.
I knew it was something on here.
Ah, I knew his voice.
I knew it was you, son.
So time out. Does that change the validity of my points?
No. I'm listening.
I say, wow.
I didn't know it was you. Okay, go ahead.
You know, I'm saying. So when I look at, because I grew up outside the community, when I look at people who say that they can't deal, whether they came from the black community in the hood somewhere or not, I can understand why they don't want to deal with it. But the thing is, for most people who grow up like that, the people who get out, you got to chalk it up to they're exceptional, because most people don't get out. Those are exceptional people who come out of adverse circumstances, because most people, you stick them in a bad situation, most people are going to fail, because that's the whole point of a bad situation. So go ahead.
Can I elaborate real quick, brother? I'm sorry, man, but listen, I came from both sides of the, like, I came from the projects as well, not in a suburb, like, I'm like in the middle class, you know what I'm saying, but not completely suburb, you know what I'm saying? I've seen it both sides. I've seen how the hood is. I've seen how, you know what I'm saying, when I was in the projects, when I was like, what, 6 to 8, when I went down to Florida, you know what I'm saying? I went down to Florida, seen, you know what I'm saying? I had a raggedy house, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not going to sit here and just say it like that, but I'm going to just say this. I've seen it on both sides, and I see the psychological, you know what I mean, things that you're talking about. But it can come from either way from anybody, you know what I'm saying? Anybody can have psychological, you know what I mean, problems. You know what I'm saying? There's white people or black people that come from, you know what I'm saying,
I agree. I agree. But pound for pound? I mean, pound for pound?
Well, let's hold on a second. Let's not let Kim get lost here. Kim, you got anything to add to some of that?
I was going to say what you talking about? No, I'm not. What I'm saying is what you're saying about, I guess to me, at the end of the year, you said it, but we're supposed to fail. We're set up to fail. Okay, I agree with that. We are set up to fail. But my question is, should that person, whoever, we're talking about black women, black men, whatever, should their issues, their emotional dramas, their stuff they've been scarred with, should that become the problem of their counterpart? Should we be obligated to wheel them out of their darkness because that's our counterpart? I mean, like, is that where
you're coming from? I hear where you're coming from. I struggle with that myself. I do. I struggle with that, because we need to understand where somebody's coming from. I've had people come at me with that, and I struggle with that because I don't want to write anybody off because, I mean, right. Look, the way I was born, you know what I'm saying, I didn't determine that. You know what I'm saying? The family I was born into, the environment I was born into, I had nothing to do with that. So I can't go out here and slam somebody else because they grew up a different way and they had less. Hold on a second,
brother. I don't know who got some TV going on in the background, but y'all low it because I'm hearing it. I mean, it's a TV.
It sounds like they at the movies somewhere.
I don't know where I'm hearing that TV from.
I hear it too.
So Kimmy, let me ask you a question. How do you think seriously speaking, how do you think, and if you feel it's on the men's part, then please say so, but how do you think that either on the women's part or on the men's part, it could really be turned around? I mean, is it just we need to get together, hold hands, sing kumbaya?
No. I think the question is, should we get together? I mean, I'm just going to be, at the end of the day, I feel like there's a lot of, everyone's placing the blame. I just see a lot of blame on, black men blaming black men. Black women are blaming black men. And if we're just throwing a blame game around, we're never going to get to a solution.
Exactly.
Anyway. That's what
the thing is, not everybody, don't want to work together.
Everybody doesn't want to work together. So, I mean, it's kind of going to come down to, what are you looking for? And if you know you got issues, we all got something we're dealing with, but am I going to let my issue dictate how I interact with my counterpart, whoever I'm trying to get into my life or whatever? Am I going to let that, you got to take me as I am because, I had all these problems, so you just need to deal with it. I don't agree with that mentality because I still feel at the end of the day, you have a choice. I don't care how bad your circumstances were. You got some sense, unless something's wrong with your mind, you're mentally challenged, or you got something where you just can't think for yourself, I feel like you should be able to come out of it. I mean, at some point, I can empathize with your situation because I've been through stuff. You know what I'm saying? I could say, I understand, sister, where you're coming from. Okay, but now what are you going to do about it? Are you going to use this excuse for the rest of your life? Or, well, this happened to me, and this brotherhood and black people were never there for me, and black men weren't there, my daddy wasn't there. Like, are we just going to go through the rest of our life and say, some black man just has to put up with my mess just because I have it, and it has nothing to do with him? I mean, I admire a person that can take a person and say, you know what, I'm going to work with you. I know you have these issues, but that's that person's choice. I don't think we can force that on anybody, and I don't think it's the responsibility of the black man to heal the black woman. I don't agree with that, and I don't invite
her. I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I don't understand. This is what you were saying. I don't understand, with all this stuff going on, why has us as black men, why do we have to put up with that? And if we don't put up with it, we are considered weak. I don't understand that.
I don't either. So we end.
Oh, I got a question, Kim. I got a question. Sure. Please answer my question, please.
Okay.
I addressed this the other day on the video. The other day, and that why? And I'm asking you as a woman, why when a black woman don't agree to black man, he gay? Where's that come from?
Oh yeah. Yeah, brother.
Wait, if a black man what? I didn't hear the question.
Why if a woman don't agree with a black man, the first thing insult she holds to him, are you gay? You download?
Yeah.
What gay have to do with a disagreement? Can you explain that to me, Kim?
Yeah. Well, first off, I mean, I don't understand it myself, but I can tell you it has nothing to do with that man. That's just, I think for women, when they say stuff like that, that's just to kind of make themselves feel better because, they don't want it. They don't want it to be about them. They don't want to look at, maybe there's something wrong with me. Maybe I need to come up a little bit. But it's easier to say, he's gay. it's him. It's his problem. It's on him.
He's gay. He just likes white women.
No. It ain't about the white women no more. In a minute,
if you date anybody that's not a black woman, you gay. Period.
Hold on. There's a chick the other day on one of my videos telling me, you probably weak too because you 90% of the guys that like other race of women, they gay. I'm like, how are they
that's
gay?
What I'm
they
saying, how
they
gay?
Black women, I'm sorry, black women have that thing. Because I've gotten into arguments with other races of women too, and they didn't tell me, you gay. Female.
It's just not wanting to take a look at yourself, honestly, at the end of the day. Let me ask you a question.
So, I mean, I'm saying, based on your expertise, right, do you think that the majority of black women can really be worked with? I don't even know how to phrase that question because I feel like I got you with that question. Because obviously the answer to that is no, the majority. But I'm saying, I hear this whole, look for a needle in a haystack thing, and that's just, right. It's just so uninspirational to me. It's just uninspirational. Look for a needle in a haystack. I'm like, that's that. Thank you, Confucius. That was very enlightening. But I'm saying the reality of the situation. Sometimes I try to convince myself I only need one. I only need one sister. I don't need most of them to be all right. I just need one. You know what I'm saying? Like the one that I'm with or I'm into. That's really all that matters. But I'm saying, I mean, do you honestly feel like, you know, because I'm gonna be honest. I don't see it. But I want to know, you know, what you think. Like, do you see women coming around? You know the horizon and seeing the light, you know, or the light coming over the horizon and being like, damn, maybe, you know, every once in a while I kind of see it, but then it just, like, reverts back to niggas ain't shit, you know what I'm saying, you know, or you leave us with babies, you know.
I
man, how you gonna be with a man and then tell him he ain't shit? I just don't get that either.
I don't get that either, man.
And that's
the whole
thing.
I wanted Kim to answer the question, though.
I don't see it, honestly. I mean, some years ago, I probably would have been more optimistic. Like, oh, yeah, they can come around. I'm not going to even say all black women or most black women, but I'm going to say a lot. A lot of them cannot be worked with. And unfortunately, I mean, the ones that maybe could be, you don't hear about them. I think the problem is you hear more from the ignorant black women. They're the most vocal. That's all you're running into.
I've said the same thing.
Yeah, so it's like, I can't say, and there could be some good ones out there, but it's hard to find those because you can't get past all the ignorance. You know, you see the ignorance is always speaking. They're always talking. They're always in your face. So, I mean, I don't have much hope as a whole for black women, unfortunately. I mean, there are a lot of good ones out there, but it's hard to find them.
So let me ask you another question. So, where are the legions? Where are the legions of sisters that are like you that get it? Like, how come I don't hear them speaking out? The only explanation I've heard about sisters like yourself not speaking out is because it increases their stock. So they like, good, I want these women to be fat and belligerent and nasty and kids out of wedlock because that only makes me look better, which it does. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you see a sister that's just got it going on and you're thinking to yourself, like, damn, like, you know, I mean, as a young man, I didn't see it. As a young man, I was like, man, you know, there's plenty of women out here for me to just pick, you know, the grass is green everywhere, right? But then the older I get, I'm like, I'm looking at it like, nah, man. Like, I used to sit there and think that on-point black men were rare. I'm like, nah, man. I personally think that the decent women are even rarer. You know, brothers are running around here arrogant. I'm like, trust me, dog. You ain't got nothing to be arrogant about because they're more rare than they think we are.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's a tough one. I mean, with women, like I say, it's just kind of with anything. I mean, even when it's in both and media, period, you know, all you hear about is the negative. That's what rears its head up all the time. So it's like, I mean, you can get them the impression that it's everybody or the majority of people. It may not be. But I think women, the reason we don't say anything, I can tell you this, I don't deal with ignorant people. So I know a lot of good black women that are just like that, you know, that are like me. And that are sensible, that you can have a conversation with, that, you know what I'm saying, they're taking care of their business, they don't have the attitude, they don't have the drama, and they just don't worry about it. I mean, like, I've tried to teach, you try to talk to other women, and you see, like, when you see you just can't work with them, like, I can't even talk to them. Like, if I know if I can't even talk to you, and I'm just coming to you as a sister, just trying to, you ask me a question, I'm giving you an answer, but you're not even ready to receive what I have to say, I know you're not listening to the brothers. I know you're not paying attention to what he's telling you.
Kim, let me ask you a question, Kim.
When, like, you know, people like myself and, well, Sarge is famous for it, telling the truth to these females about what's going on, I noticed that you're talking about these ignorant ones, not women like yourself, but I noticed that women like yourself are start, like, feeling bad that what we're saying. And, like, we're talking about you as well when it's, like, the shoe fit. And then it's, like, they get a team together to come at men for saying it. Why is that, Kim? If you're not ratchet, if you ain't got your hair looking like the color of the rainbow Skittles, if you're not showing all the crack of your behind and everything else, you're not doing that sort of thing. And you're a respectful woman. You work. You know, you don't have all these kids all over the place. Why they get mad?
They don't want you to say anything. That's about mine. They don't, and then they listen to other women. You know, it's like, it's kind of like, I've known women, good women, because they were good women, started off good anyway. They got around the wrong kind of women. You know, women is constantly telling them, oh, you know, men ain't this, and this, 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 and they may fight it for a while. And after a while, one little thing, all it takes is one thing. like you say, one video, one incident with a black man. They're like, see, and then all the people are whispering it, I told you it ain't nothing, I told you, and they start believing it. So they jump on the bandwagon. And women do not want to hear anything. Like, my thing is, it must be a sense of guilt inside of you. That's how I feel it. Because I can watch a million videos talking about black women, and it could all be negative. It doesn't bother me because I know that doesn't apply to me. Now, if I'm exhibiting the behaviors you're speaking about, yeah, I'm feeling some kind of way about it because you just stepped on my toes. You see what I'm saying? But women don't want to acknowledge it. Oh, now you're talking about me now. Okay, well, now I'm upset. Well, why are you so offended if it wasn't about you? If you're not displaying those behaviors, why didn't you just let it fly over your head?
Don't you think women should show a certain degree? Because that girl on YouTube, the girl writes what? She's got a video called Fempocalypse, which I think is excellent. But, you know, she basically said women show same group preference. It's like an evolutionary thing where women just show same group preference. You don't really see same group preference amongst men because men are in constant competition with one another. What I notice with women is black women will come together and form Voltron when it comes to, you know, black men, you know, saying anything negative about them. They will literally form Voltron and come together. But I'm saying what's funny is, you know, as much as they'll come together, as soon as a man comes into the room that any of them would potentially like, oh my God, it's a cat fight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean,
absolutely, I agree with you.
You know, I mean, you know, so that's that whole same group preference thing. You know, that, I mean, that only goes so far because, you know, the man comes into the picture and then, you know, 5 minutes ago, you know, co-signing the woman that was a single mother. Now, oh, you don't want that bitch. She a single mom. She got 3 kids. You know what I'm saying?
<It's>
like,
it's
you don't want her. You want
though.
Me.
it's like a lot, you know, a lot of women say too, you know, they're, you know, us black dudes is, you know, either, you know, not looking so good or we're not on top of our game or, you know what I'm saying? That's one of the reasons why they pick the same type of man, you know what I mean? Because most of them do want that same type of person that they really be looking at. Like, let's just say, for instance, if you came from a G, you know I mean, if a dude is from GQ magazine compared to an average dude, they don't want the average dude. They want the man that is from GQ.
No, they don't. Hold on,
yes,
brother.
They
no,
do.
They don't.
I understand what he's saying. I mean, when it comes to money and floss and everything, they're gonna want the GQ guy for what he can provide for her. Doesn't mean that they necessarily want him for the individual that he is. You know what I'm saying? They want what he's what surrounds him.
There's a lot of dudes out here, man, that's like that, work out and stuff. Like, I hear my brothers tell me they got these done together, and they try to approach these females, and they be like,
No, I got you. I'm saying just let me finish. I'm saying, you know, because we've had this conversation. It's not that they particularly want that guy. They want what he has the potential of doing for her or what he can provide for her. Okay, a lot of women, and you know, I used to go into the whole thug blaming thing, and then again, I realized if you look at the community is broken. It is a hostile environment. Now, it doesn't make any sense because a lot of women are putting themselves in harm's way when they're getting with, you know, the street thug or whatever. But if you look at it, it does make sense because in a hostile environment, women are going to be attracted to hostile males. The only problem is it's a hostile males. There's a lot of, you know, other stuff that comes along with that a lot of women don't want to accept. They want like the Tupac with a degree. They want this hybrid individual that has, like, you know, that comes from, you know, it is spawned from both backgrounds. And I mean, those brothers do exist, but, I mean, they're so rare, it's insane.
Kim, what do you think about that?
Well, I agree. I think women, first off, this is my issue. I don't think women know what they want until somebody else wants.
Oh, boy, you said a mouthful.
Help me with it. They don't know what they want until somebody else wants it. You know, you can take your average man right now, just your average black man, you know, working hard, 9 to 5, nice guy. Approaching women, getting rejected left and right. But as soon as somebody else wants that nice man, then all of a sudden you took our man from us. I'm like, wow, but you didn't want him when he approached you.
Yeah,
so,
but that's like a sort of being born.
I was going to ask you that question. Like, why is it, please tell me this, Why is it that if black women see a black man, now you know we live down here in the same area, so you can attest to this. If they see a brother with a white female or a Hispanic female, Asian female, whatever, why they assume automatically he's a cream of the crop brother and they get pissed off?
I was gonna ask the same question. That's funny.
Exactly.
She defines him, or she. It's like the white woman is it, and so she defines what a good black. I've always had a problem with that because I'm like, if you were a sister, you're just with a sister. But if you're with a white woman, it's all of a sudden like I must be good. There must be some reason why she's with my black ass.
Well, Kim, what you think about that though? I want to hear Kim say about that.
Well, I think that's generally the assumption, and that's part of the issue. I mean, it may apply and it may not. I mean, what you see in the media, like you said, you were giving a percentage earlier about men, how many actually get married outside of their race. It's a very small percentage, but if you turn on the TV, all you see with
oh my God, man,
people,
we're all with white women.
Yeah, it's always white women. You know, so that's what's being perpetuated. So that image is stuck in a black woman's mind. So when she sees it on a day-to-day basis, she automatically assumes, well, everybody else I see on TV is with a white woman. That's because they're doing well. You know, once they started making money or whatever the case may be, or they became successful, they got a white woman. So they assume that any black man that's with a white woman, he must be well off. So then immediately they're feeling like, well, she stepped in on my territory, which I still don't get because I'm like, you didn't own it. He don't even know you. Like, why do we think we own black men? I don't know. Just because of
I don't hear no other race of woman saying if Robert De Niro, he's married to or who he with a black chick. I don't hear a bunch of white women saying she took our man.
I'll say this. Again, going back to the whole. Intact community thing. I mean, if you think about it, if you look at the white community is intact. If a white man goes off and gets a sister, there's no brain drain on the white community. You know what I'm saying? There's enough white men that are staying with white women in the white community handling stuff. The black community is already running at a huge deficit. So any brother that even remotely has it together is seen as a loss, even if sisters didn't really value him for, being a patriarchal man in the household and everything like that, because that's not even what they were looking for. A lot of women are just filing the complaints, you know, for the sake of filing the complaint. But going back to what Kim was saying, one of the things that I can't stand is when I'm out and I'm in a sister's face, I see a beautiful sister, I'm like, man, she bad. I go over, I talk to her. And then immediately it's like they're shocked, you know, and a lot of this has to do with the media, but immediately they're shocked that, number one, a brother's in their face trying to holler at them. And then number two, they ruin it by saying stuff like, you know, almost like, well, don't you want a white woman too? No, I don't want a white woman. That's why I'm in your face talking to you.
Wow.
I hate that assumption that just because, you know, I'll look a certain way or I'm clean cut or polished, which is what it really has to be associated with. It's not just the, oh, he's a lame or he's not street or whatever. It's just the, you know, I look like I'm going somewhere. So they look at me and they're like, well, don't you want a white woman too? And I understand I can't really charge them with it because I understand what that comes from, because black women are constantly, you know, undermined in the media. I try to explain this to brothers. We're confident because we're promoted. If you dark skin and bald and you got muscles and you over 6 foot, oh my God, you're the shit. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what's promoted. If we went back to 1983, brothers wouldn't be feeling that way. They'd be mad about the brother with the S curl in his hair looking like Christopher Williams. You know what I'm saying? So we don't recognize it. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm saying we as men, we don't recognize it. Hip hop really brought us into fashion. Black women, especially brown skin sisters, they've never had their day in the spotlight, and a lot of that ends up spilling into, you know, women and the insecurity. And honestly, look, I don't want to be like you said. Should it be my responsibility to build up a black woman and you know cure her of her ailment? I struggle with that. I don't know. I don't want to deal with an insecure woman because it's so many. I've done it before. You walking down the street, I thought you look at that white woman. I wasn't looking at the white woman. You know what I'm saying? You know, I was looking at the stereo equipment in the window. You know what I mean? Like, I mean,
no. I got a question. For Kim on Nelson Boys, what so has got my mind twisted up here and all that stuff he talking about right now about them black women up there. But the thing is, hold on, Kim. I think a lot of times, Kim, and correct me if I'm wrong, that a lot of these black women send a very subliminal message to black men that they don't think much about themselves. Let me tell you why. They sit up there, like the other day, I watched some Basketball Wives with my wife, and that doggone Jennifer Williams had a... Hey, man, I like drama TV. I'm sorry. Anyway, I saw that Jennifer Williams, and now she dark-skinned chick. I guess she halfway all right. But I looked at her eyes. And she had these old gray-looking contacts in her eyes.
Ooh, I hate that. I'm like,
female, God didn't give you that color eyes. What are you doing? They put blue contacts in their eyes. Or they basically mimicking white women.
Blonde hair.
Why is that? Blonde hair, all this stuff.
Orange, please understand.
Please tell me why. Because, see, what you're doing is telling black men they're better. And then a lot of times brothers get to a point like, well, shoot, I might as well go if you think they so much.
I want to know who the brothers are who are getting with the chicks with gray contacts and blonde hair. I want to drop kick these dudes when I see them. I want to know who they are. I mean, she must be getting played from somebody if she thinks that, you know, that squat. Maybe she's not. Maybe she's just in the media. I don't know. But, you know, same with the fat women. I want to know who these brothers are that are out here just, you know, well, obviously we know who they are because chances are you won't got it together if you're messing with a nasty, sloppy woman like that. But I'm just saying, like, I hate how women take the majority of black men that are dysfunctional and use them as the standard as to what they should live up to. You know what I'm saying? I'm like any other racial group, and maybe it's because, you know, so-called on-point black men ain't doing anything, but any other racial group really looks to the guys that are actually going somewhere as to what they really want to appeal to, but I just don't see that. But, you know, Kim, you can respond to him. I just want to throw that in there.
Oh, hold on real quick, Kim. Dar Talk 1, you're on the show, is letting you know. Okay, go ahead, Kim. You go ahead and respond.
Okay, well, I'm most glad he kind of threw me off. I'm trying to think right. You were just saying that, I knew it was going to leave me.
Yeah. Well, give a recap of what you were just saying. That's what she basically said.
No, I heard what he was saying.
Oh, okay. Are you talking about what I said or what he said?
Yeah, she's talking about what she said.
Oh,
what I was telling you is like, why? I was asking basically the subliminal message that a lot of these black females send to black men, like white women are better because they're trying to copy them so much. They don't want to stand out. They want to look like black clones of a white woman. So some of these brothers are like, I'm like, go get a white woman.
Okay, well, you know what? I've actually had this conversation with some young ladies before because I've seen people, and it blows my mind. I see you walking around with, like, blue contacts, blonde hair, and, you know, it's just crazy stuff. And I ask them, they say, well, I have to do this to compete. I've had black women tell me that they feel like they have to have that image to compete. And I said, well, why do you feel that way? And one sister told me, she said, well, when I was in my natural state, if I was rocking my natural hair, brothers wouldn't approach me. What she told me. She said, brothers wouldn't approach me. She said, I got some weave in my hair. Put some hazel contacts in, brothers coming at me left and right. So she associated that with attractiveness. And so she's like, well, that's, you don't really see images of us. We're not being, kind of what he's going back to, we're not being praised or idealized.
Promoted.
We're not promoted at all. We're not. And so they feel like, well, in order for me to compete and keep up and try to get anybody, I have to conform to this image that's seen as beauty in the world. So a lot of them are doing it like that because that makes them feel beautiful. They don't feel beautiful about themselves naturally.
I can't charge sisters with that because they're not promoted. I mean they're not, and even you know, certain situations and circumstances, brothers don't promote sisters, and or you have a situation where there's a whole bunch of black athletes with black women, you know, black entertainers with black women. It's like when Megan Good was with Thomas Jones, I think, when she was with him, right? They didn't put her on the cover of a magazine and them kissing each other and everything. What did they put up there? Kim Kardashian and Reggie Bush. Oh, they gotta have Kim Kardashian and Reggie Bush. Every 5 seconds they gotta show it because white paparazzi, white media does not want to show images of black love, which creates, you know, black female insecurity and everything else that goes along with it. And then we
end up having to deal with it. So I understand where it comes from. I stop with the whole, you know, sisters are just self-hating and this and the third. Some are, but I'm saying, I mean, from childhood, you got to understand that they had never really seen themselves, you know, like white women have, in that light of being the desired eye candy, arm candy, the woman to be with that you want, you know. And I do think a lot of brothers out here, you know, want the lighter skin, long hair, ambiguously black looking girl, Puerto Rican, Hispanic, this, that, and the third. I mean, we do got to admit that, you know what I'm saying, that there's a reason why women say what they say and oh, they're not checking for me with natural hair. My only issue with the whole hair thing is I do wish more sisters would wear their hair naturally, because just like a lot of black girls got the traction alopecia, don't even know how to take care of their hairline behind their ears from all the micro braids and everything else and the relaxers. Okay, there's a lot of black boys who grew up in a household where mom wears a weave, sister wears a weave, their aunt wears a weave, grandma wears a weave, everybody wears a weave, and then when he go out here looking for girls, not just based off of what he sees in the media, but when he goes out here looking for girls, they expect him to want, you know, a chick with an afro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm like, he never seen that. That's like alien to him. You know, I mean, you know, but I don't let sisters just blame brothers, you know, for, oh, they're just conditioning. We do it because, you know, that's what brothers want. Because I've had extensive conversations with sisters about the whole hair thing. And a lot of them, you know, regardless of what brothers want, they do it because they believe it is the ideal of beauty.
Yeah, but you know what, though? I got a video coming in a few days about the exposed and perms and what they really do. Cause
who am I talking to, by the way? Because your voice
sounds
familiar.
You're talking to Brother Philip, the advice show. That's who you're talking to.
Nah, but don't you comment? You gotta you come with another screen name or something?
No, I've been on the same YouTube channel for a while.
Yeah, cause I've heard your voice before. Cause you know,
yeah,
I think everybody kind of knows each other who makes, you know, videos and whatnot.
Mhm. Oh yeah, yeah. I say about them perms. Yeah, once I got some revelation knowledge about these perms, I'm definitely against them perms now. But I'll say why in the video. Yeah, it's not funny. It's not funny. I'm not gonna joke about it. It's a serious matter. I'm gonna say ignorance is really causing a lot of problems with these women with them perms. But I'll get into that later.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think I'm gonna say the brothers are right all this time. But you know, Kim, you go natural yourself, correct?
Yeah, I'm natural.
I thought you were. Yeah, and has that been very liberating for you?
It was liberating for me, but I'm going to be honest. I had to deprogram myself because I was raised like that, too. I was raised getting perms and all that kind of stuff, and you saw that. That's all you really saw growing up, and you know, your hair was bad.
I have a good question. I have a very good question. I have a very, very good question. Do you, okay, just like the girl said, I don't get approached by men when I was natural. Now, granted, some of these girls just ain't cute, and it don't matter whether your hair is permed or natural or whatever. I've had girls roll up on me talking about, but I'm natural, and I'm like, whoa, hey, just because you're natural don't mean it's going, you know, shit is popping, but I'm saying, I'm assuming I'm gonna hear a certain thing, but I'm not gonna ruin it. So I'm just gonna let you say what you're gonna say. But do you feel like either A, you're not getting approached by black men, you're B, you're getting approached by more black men because you're natural, or C, you're getting approached by a different type of black men when you do get approached because you're natural?
You know, in the beginning, I felt like I was getting approached by a different type of black man. But now, actually, it's the same. Like, I get approached really no matter what my hair looks like.
what was the different type that you thought you were getting approached by in the beginning?
In the beginning, you know, it was like I honestly had brothers walking up to me like, hey, sister, you know, like pumping the fist, you know, like it's pro-black, you know, black, you know, I said pro-black brother. I got a lot of that. And I'm like, really? I just changed my hair. I didn't know it was that deep. But, I did get a lot of that in the beginning, but now it's really no different to me. I get approached by men, period. I don't think it really matters. And I think women focus, well, there are some guys who are, because I'm not going to sit and say there are guys who don't worry about that kind of stuff or don't care about your hair. But
yeah.
I think women in their mind have it more set, it's more ingrained in them, like, oh, I don't think he'll like me if he sees this. Well, who will not take that? We vote for nothing. And the man can't see him with the natural, they can't see him getting a perm or whatever. But I think it's a lot of it is in our mind. Because a lot of guys really don't care. Stuff is neat and you're taking care of it. They're not really like, oh, well, she's natural. I can't talk to her. I think it's more in our brain a lot of times, too.
There's a video out, Kim, about, I don't know if you heard that dude, Mr. Destruction 25, and he put up a video and people mad about it. He's saying that he will not marry a black chick.
Seen that.
Yeah, that has a weave or putting perms in the hair. And I heard why he said that. And I think that's cool. We're talking about, because like especially what I just learned about these perms, I'm really supporting him on that. What you think about that?
Well, I mean, I don't agree with him here. I mean, that's why I'm. I don't agree with perms, but I don't impose that belief on other women. You know, I didn't turn into like one of those people like, oh, everybody needs to be natural. I mean, I feel like it's better for your hair. That's my opinion. And it's a lot cheaper.
And it's not good to put a lot of that.
I'm in agreement with the guy that made the video, and the main reason, the main reason, other than you know money, and other than you know I don't want a chick with traction alopecia or chemical burns. That's not cute, okay? But the main reason is I do not want my daughter. You know, if I'm having a black daughter, I don't want my daughter getting caught up in that. I want my daughter to be natural from childhood all the way to adulthood, and I know she's going to have a full head of hair, and people are going to be like, oh, is that a weave? Is that thing? Is that all your hair? Blah, blah, blah. I know she's going to get that because I'm not going to let her put all these chemicals in her hair that's going to stunt the growth, and she'll be looking like all these girls with the perms, and their hair don't ever go past their shoulders, you know what I'm saying? But yet every time I see a chick with locks that's had locks for more than 5 years, it's all the way in the middle of her back, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, but there's all the type of misconceptions out there about black hair and black hair doesn't grow. I mean, I've had girls tell me hair don't grow, black
hair.
Yeah,
they bald
hair,
yeah.
Where do you get this from? Hold on, I'm going to tell you something. I think I think a lot of these females are crazy. I'm sorry. Now that I know what I've learned about these perms, it's the perms that make them crazy. You can't be putting Drano in your head and don't think nothing's going to happen anymore.
That's one of the main ingredients
in the doggone perm. I ain't wrong. I'm telling the truth. I get more into it later. I think it's because you can't put no chemical in your head and don't expect nothing to happen to you. You know, I mean, I have Uncle Ruckus was calling them toxic Avenger chemicals, and I didn't understand. I said, hey, you know Uncle Ruckus, he's just funny with it. But I said, you know
toxic
what?
Toxic Avenger.
Yeah, that's what he called it, toxic Avenger chemicals
that
black people have.
Yeah, that's what he called it.
You know what? Now that I think about it, it's true. It's chemicals. It's making them crazy. It's like it gets in the pores of their skin. How you going to spend $40, $50 on something that can't get wet? I don't get that.
No, I hear you. I see, my thing is I can only charge sisters only so much when I know that there's still black men out here that do cartwheels over long hair. You know what I'm saying? And I really think it's a catch-22 because, you know, a lot of sisters' hair does not grow because they have, you know, these perms and these chemical reactions going on in their head. But at the same time, there's a lot of brothers that they don't really care about the texture of the hair. They just want to know that you can grow, you know, a full head of hair. You know what I'm saying? Hair is, I mean, that is an extension of your body. You know what I'm saying? Hair, when you look at hair, if it's broken, if it's damaged, I mean, whenever they do a toxicology test on a corpse, you know what I'm saying? You can tell if somebody has mercury poisoning or whatever through their hair. You know what I'm saying? So hair clearly is a sign of health and whatnot. And I see a lot of girls that got their hair fried, dyed, laid to the side. I see a lot of pretty girls. It's like I see fat girls with pretty faces. And I sit there, I'm like, damn it. If she lost 100 pounds, she'd be badder than a motherfucker. This ain't Jennifer Hudson. She'd be, you know, I was not looking at Jennifer Hudson, okay? I was not. And what blew my mind is when she lost all that weight, I could not believe the blogs that popped up from sisters talking about, Jennifer Hudson is advocating anorexia and bulimia and black women. Boy, we coming out here. Boy,
she ain't got
like,
her booty
what?
No more.
You know, I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm like, Jennifer Hudson looks, now granted,
I'm not a fan of the weave. But she still looks good with or without the weave. I'm just saying I'm not into it. But I'm not going to throw her away just because, you know, she got the weave on. I'd probably try to talk her out of it, but I'm saying she looks better than I ever thought she could look. I'm sorry, I couldn't see her beauty past all her roles and fat and whatnot. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on, I got to stop you on that, man, because not everybody want a chick like that. Now, and it's the truth. Some dudes want a chick that's got...
I'm not saying they don't, but I'm saying as a rule, most men do not dig fat women, and I don't know where this idea that brothers like fat women, you know, came from, other than the community being broken.
You can ask any other race of woman, too, and including black women. Brothers have no problem with women that got some sort of curve to them or got something, because if that's the case...
No, that's fine.
I'm going to tell you, they got a club out there, and I seen it my own self in Long Beach, out there in California, called Club Bounce, and it's a big girl club, and it was wall-to-wall niggas lined up in there. Couldn't get in.
What caliber of men was this? Because I have yet to see, and I've looked hard. I looked so hard. I have yet to see a brother rolling around in an S-Class Mercedes-Benz with a fat woman in the passenger seat. I haven't seen it. I'm looking for it. I haven't seen it. So when I look at brothers, and I'm looking at the collective, our economic situation collectively, where a lot of brothers don't got their finances in order, you're relegated to the less desirable women, which are typically going to be big women. Anytime I see brothers that really got paper like that, really, really balling like that, please, I don't see them with fat women. So when this stereotype that black men prefer fat women, I'm like, let me walk around and give each and every one of those brothers $100,000. Man, them niggas be in Miami tomorrow. You know what I'm saying?
Now you're comparing high levels of income. Certain levels of income gonna command a more higher caliber female anyway.
That's all I'm saying.
Hold on, Kim, what you think about that?
I think there's a difference between fat and thick. I agree with you that brothers don't like fat women. Now thick is different, and I think women can be with fat all the time. Like, you're just fat when you know. It's a difference. So, I mean, I definitely think men, I mean, black, especially black men, they love curves. They're like, y'all know what y'all like. Y'all like booties.
Yes,
and
yes.
And you like a nice shape, you know, a little Coke bottle figure. You like that. I mean, that's normal. That's accepted. Now, it's different when you got rolls and stuff everywhere. That's a whole nother, that's not thick. That's fat.
No, I'm going to tell you, Kim, what's bad. Now, and I'm sorry, I've seen a lot of black females do this. You're wearing clothes that's two sizes smaller than what you should be in whatever. And the chick may have a pretty face, but you're showing all your cellulite, darling. No, you need to wear clothes that complement your figure. And then you don't tell them they fine, they'll punch you in the mouth. Why is that? Please explain this to me, because I see this too much.
I still think you got too many broke dudes
accepting that, man. You just got too many broke dudes.
The cool part is somebody told them that's sexy. Somebody told them that they're sexy. I promise. It is crazy as it sounds. I think women usually, I'm not gonna say all of them, but if they get a response to something, they're gonna repeat it, whether it's good or bad. So
yep.
I promise you, somebody out there liked what they saw. Even though it don't make any sense up.
So basically, what you're saying, Kim, is a woman's self-worth is based off of men's validation?
Somebody validate. They're not. Women will tell you, like, oh, I'm looking good for me. You're not getting all dressed up just for you, baby. Let's just go ahead and be honest about it. You're not. You're getting
dressed
up.
That's right. Ratchet girls
all
are going to see the
because blood. Somebody's going to give you some attention.
I hate when women say that. I'm doing it for myself. It was a damn lie.
I'm doing it for myself.
I don't do that for nobody because I don't need no man. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, really? See, I know we can't be together. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you can't even imagine, like, you know, if you can't even, you know, give me that and simply say, yeah, baby, I wanted to look good for you. I'm like, y'all hate men that much that you can't even say that you put on stockings for me? Like, this is bad, man. You know. But I'm really disappointed that you said that you feel like a lot of women can't be worked with. I'm really disappointed in that. I said I'm really disappointed that you said a lot of women can't be. I was hoping that you know, you would come through as a woman, you know, and, you know, give me that, you know, give me the light and you know.
Oh, they can't be worked with? I mean, I'm just being honest. I mean, like, telling
the truth. That's what I like. She's telling the truth.
I'm just saying, yeah, it's sad. I mean, I would like to believe in myself, but I'm going to be honest.
So all the quote-unquote decent men out there, what would your advice for them be? Because I'm pretty sure that you're not going to advocate, oh yeah, just hop the fence and go get you a white, Hispanic, Asian, Arab,
not.
Whatever girl.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
Not. I'm not going to advocate. I don't think that's the solution on either side, though. I mean, I think if women are having trouble with men or vice versa, I don't think the solution is saying I'm going to stop dating my race, whatever that is, because you're going to find problems anywhere. My thing is find somebody that's compatible for you, whether that's a black man. If you mean, some people would just, you know what it is, too? I think generally with black women, for the most part, they may talk a lot of stuff, and when they get mad, like, I'm going to go get white men. At the end of the day, they want a black man. Even these so-called ones that act like they're so independent that they can't, they don't need a man. They want a man suit. They won't admit it, but they do. But that's them speaking out of hurt because they hear the black man saying, well, that's why I'm messing with sisters. That's why I'm a white woman, because black women too much trouble. Y'all see too much drama. So I don't think going outside of your race is.
May I ask you a question?
Addressing the problem, which is we're not working well together as each, black men, we just not. Women are not listening. It's a big part of the problem.
So what I'm saying, what can we do, though? I'm saying, what can men do at this point? Or what are we not doing? Like, well, I'm saying, because, I mean, I thought that, you know, there would be a constructive dialogue. Men would say, look, we've been hearing all y'all complaints. Niggas in jail. We on the down low. We sell drugs. We don't take care of our kids. We're with white women. You know, all type of stuff. Okay, we've all heard it. As black men, we've been hearing it for the last, you know, some of us 30 years or more. Okay. But, you know, at this point, you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, it's on the table. Okay, we are brothers. We already know what we need to do, whether we're willing to do it or not. We at least acknowledge it. If I go to a bunch of brothers in jail and I say, hey, brother, should you be in jail? They'll be like, nah, you know, don't follow me in my footsteps. I shouldn't be here. You'll at least get the acknowledgement from men that did wrong that, yeah, I messed up. Women, on the other hand, you don't get that. So at this point, I feel like, you know, black men are kind of at a stalemate because it's like, well, what do we do at this point? I mean, at the end of the day, all of us, even men, you know, they'll sit there and be like, man, forget these hoes, man. I don't love them hoes, right? But men want companionship because I don't care what any brother says. As soon as you get yourself together and you out here and you got your little apartment, condo, house or whatever, and you don't have companionship, loneliness is a motherfucker. That will beat you up, okay? So people want to have, like, you know.
I've been by myself for years. I've been by myself for a long period of time.
Okay, you've been by yourself for years, but I'm saying in those years you have been messing with other women from time to time or whatever you could get in the meantime or whatever you was playing with. Yeah, exactly. So you had companionship. I'm saying ain't nobody trying to go out here and really go through a drought. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody gonna go. I'm gonna go in the next 5 years without water. Like ain't nobody really. Ain't nobody really trying to do that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, I'm just saying. I'm gonna ask him serious question. I mean, what more? I mean, can black men do at this point? Yeah, I know we need to build. I know we need to, you know, build up the community and gain black women's respect back so that, you know, they're a little bit more dependable on us as opposed to the white men. I got all that, but I'm saying at this point, what can we do?
You know, I'm here. I'm actually thinking about that. That's a tough one because I'm going to be honest. I mean, you can do everything. I can name a whole bunch of stuff. Say, you do this, you do that. But at the end of the day, it comes back to that woman, whoever we're talking about. If they're not willing to listen, if they're not willing to work with you to work on something, you're doing it for nothing. I think at the end of the day, we have to just be able to talk. Like, we can't talk to each other. And at the end, you know what? I think we're trying to save people that can't be saved. I mean, I hate to throw anybody away and say, oh, just they are lost cause, but a lot of us are lost causes, unfortunately.
That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people.
It's a lot of lost causes.
Yo, that's
you can
a
put
lot of people.
Out there. Exactly. We can put the information out there, and we can try to educate you. But if you're not receptive to it, we just beating a dead horse. So I don't think trying to save all these people who don't want to be saved is the solution. I mean, we put it out there. We know what needs to happen. I mean, on both sides, we already know that. But if you got to find the people who are willing to work with you on both sides.
So the like-minded people just have to find each other, basically.
They have to find each other, basically. I mean, it's like we can't. You're not going to say you can't turn a hoe into a housewife. Well, you're not going to change some of these ignorant black women into sensible, intelligent women that you can work with. You're just not. Some of them are just going to be like that for the rest of their lives. When they have kids, they're going to raise their kids to be the same way, and the cycle continues, unfortunately.
I'm gonna come up with a dating website. It's called the UANA, Uppity Ass Nigga Association, for all the black people that got some damn sense to come together and get together on a dating site. How about that?
Come on with it.
Yo, Phil, I wanted to thank you, man, for last week, man. I really got to the nitty gritty of what happened, man.
What are you guys talking about? I missed it.
Oh, nah, last week's show, you know what I'm saying? We was talking about a different discussion, but I wanted to let him know I wanted to thank him for that because I found out what really happened, and you know what I'm saying? It's messed up, but I ain't going to get into it. But
yeah, I hear you. It's all good. Just took it up to a little experience, write that down, and it's all right.
Yeah, man.
So let me, like say, I got about 9 minutes left. Let me say, Kim, let me chime in and ask you one more question. He asked you, can anything be done? I agree with you. Ain't nothing can be done. That's the individual thing. You know what I'm saying? But also I noticed, maybe I'm wrong, I think you need to go places where more your upper echelon people are at. Correct?
Who are you talking to? Are you talking to me or are you talking to Kim?
I'm talking to Kim.
Oh.
I mean, then that's the thing. I think where we're looking is part of the problem on both sides. You know, we keep finding ourselves being attracted to the wrong type of guy or woman, and then we wonder why we have so many problems. Well, you're not going to change that woman. She was crazy when you met her. She's going to be crazy while she's with you and probably after you, and vice versa. You know, and I think that's the issue. We say we want one thing, but we keep going for the complete opposite, and then we get mad about why we're where we're in.
I don't know if that's a lot of brothers' problem. I can say it's not my problem. Maybe it is some brothers' problem, but from what I've seen, I see a lot of, like what he said earlier, you know, why are you going to date, I mean, if men ain't shit, why are you going to date ain't shit men? You know, if I don't like fat women, I'm not going to date fat women and then complain about the woman being fat. I'm just not going to deal with them. My issue is, and again, like I pointed out earlier, I only need one, but my issue really is the selection. You know what I'm saying? I'm frustrated. You know, I didn't know it was this bad before I came on the internet. I really didn't know that there were women who wanted to run it. I didn't know that there were women who were matriarchal. I didn't know that there were women who were just flat out defiant. I didn't know there were women who had this low of valued black men as little as they did. Regardless of, you know, what was being said about how much they're so loyal to brothers, I'm like, why are you so loyal if we're so terrible? That's one of the biggest questions I got, right? But I'm just saying, I didn't know it was this bad. And so now I go out here, and, I mean, I can pick up on little tiny things within, you know, 5 minutes, you know, 10 minutes, you know, just things that are said. And I mean, it's discouraging when you know, I'm like, damn, like, you know, they don't, like you said, like, you have a conversation with a woman, if they're not going to listen to you, they sure as hell ain't going to listen to no man.
Kim, I got a quick question. Well, no, go ahead, Kim. Go ahead. Go ahead, answer. Now I got a question for you. Go ahead.
Well, one issue I kind of have with this whole, I guess, black woman, black man kind of debate thing is that it seems like we're always looking for a cure-all to, like, we have these bad experiences, or we can't find a good black man or a good black woman. And then it's like, well, I'm just giving up on my race. I don't get the mentality, because my thing is just keep looking for a woman. Stop worrying about whether it's a black woman, white woman, whatever kind of woman or man. Just don't be so don't let it discourage you because you're having bad experiences with a black woman or a black man. Just keep looking for whatever it is that you're looking for in that sex that you're looking for. Like it's why does it have to be like? I just keep hearing that argument. Oh well, I just gave up on sisters because
then, you know, I've had many bad experiences, they are crazy, and vice versa with women. I don't get that. I mean, my thing is, why do we have to make it so much about race with who we're looking for? I mean, we're looking for a black man, then go find your black man. You ran into some bad ones, then keep looking until you find what you want. Now, if you want a one that bad, now, if you're not worried about it, then find what's compatible for you and stop worrying so much about the race of the person and find what you're looking for.
Well, okay.
Like, I don't think you take it and just...
Yeah, Kim, I got like about, let me see, we can wind down 6 minutes. But I got one quick question. I want to make sure I get this. Why is it that a lot of, I've seen this too many times, that a lot of your sisters meet brothers and have this bad attitude, but the moment they talk to white men or get with a white man, they got some act right real quick. Why is that?
Which one?
Okay.
Act right.
They got, okay, a lot of times your sisters have attitudes toward black men, but the moment they get with a white man or deal with a white man in a relationship or anyway, boy, she's so nice. She got some real manners. Why is that?
Because they know a white man's not going to tolerate that.
Exactly.
So basically they get just
a white
yes
man
or so attitude, correct?
Yeah, they know how to, see, women know how to, oh, here's the thing, see, women know how to act if they're getting something out of the situation. There are a lot of gold diggers out there. There are a lot of women who are just about what they can get. What can you buy them? How can their lifestyle improve? So if they get with a man, black, white, or whatever, who is improving and bringing them up to the level that they want to be on, they can go shopping and do whatever it is that they find to be important. Well, they're going to act right. They're getting their money. They're going to act rude. No problem. You might have an attitude. But as soon as you're on that level, that's when they talk down to you. That's when you nobody, you know, and they have that power over you, can make more money than you. That's when an attitude comes out, and it's like, well, I'm running, you know, I'm running this, so it's my way.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So it's not hard for me to figure that one out. I mean, if they're getting something out of it, they know how to behave themselves when they want to.
So basically what you're saying is they know how to behave themselves. They just, so basically, it goes back to they just can't stand black men because they do know that.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I would say most, you know, the white community is intact. You know, there's a lot more white men that would be seen as, you know, the ones that the sisters are claiming that they're getting with. I guess, you know, which if she leaves that white man and goes to another white man, he's gonna be on the same shit. Versus with brothers. You know, I mean, there really is so many of us that don't have it together that she could just at any moment, well, I'll have to deal with this and just go off and then find some simp-ass dude that is going to deal with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's too many options to go back to bullshit and not have to deal with anybody's standards or, you know, it's almost like I said, like, they think they're better. Who are you to demand this from me? Who are you? You're just a black man. Who are you? I don't care how much you got it together as an individual. You know what I'm saying? We always get looked at as, you know, the condition of the community, which is the way we should be thinking about it, but we don't. You know what I mean? They measure us by where are black men on the social totem pole, racial hierarchy, the global economy, the whole world. You know what I'm saying? So this is what I try to tell brothers. I'm like, look, man, which is discouraging to a lot of guys, which is like, damn, like no matter where we're at, no matter how far we get, okay, I addressed all her complaints. I got it together. I didn't go to jail. I got a great job. I got a house. I'm ready to go. And then it's like, at the end of the day, you're still a black man. You know what I'm saying? You still have no networks. You still have no wealth. You still have no businesses, corporations. You still have no, you're not in politics. You have no weight. Unlike a white man that could just, you know, it's like he's the master of the universe. I mean,
yeah, he doesn't have to prove himself to a black woman. A white man doesn't have to prove himself to a black woman.
Exactly. Thank you for summing up all the my
rambling. See, that's why they need more brothers like myself that don't care about trying to prove nothing. I am what I am. If you don't like it, you can get to stepping, because I guarantee you somebody's going to like it. That's what I'm trying to tell these brothers. Stop trying to sit up there and trying to kiss up to these doggone women. Be a man, do your thing, and if they don't like you, forget them. You know what? But when they see a woman finally get with you or whatever, then that woman will reap the benefits. Man, these brothers need to stop. I tell these brothers all the time, stop worrying about the females and trying to jump through hoops for them. Just focus on you.
I agree with that. Only small minute thing. Is that there's a lot of stuff in the black community that needs to be worked on. You know, I'm saying that only black men are going to build and create. And I mean, you know, some people, you know, we have this idea that we don't want to be compared to anybody, or we don't want to be compared to what the women are comparing us to or whatever. But I'm just like, you know, if a woman makes a point about, you know, well, you black men don't own or control anything, you don't have any business in the black community, I'm like, okay.
Okay,
you know,
well,
that's a valid point.
I'm getting close to a minute left. The only thing I'm going to add to what you just said is this. You say I ain't got nothing. So you ain't got nothing either. So what you talking about? Like, please.
Yeah, but
like,
I'm saying they're women, though. They're women, though.
It don't matter. You can't compare yourself to me if you ain't got nothing either. I don't care if you got a woman. That's that female entitlement stuff you talking about. But anyway, I'm going to wrap this show up. I got to wrap this show up, so I got less than a minute. So, Kim, I appreciate you coming on the show, and I appreciate everybody else coming on the show. And, Kim, you know, maybe we could do this again another time, and I appreciate it. Okay, I think she dropped the call. All right, everybody. Good night.